Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sure. Mike, nice haircut.
Oh, thanks.
Are
we
filming?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why not? We want to still keep doing thumbnails?
No. I was still doing them, and then you were talking, and I wasn't paying attention.
Adam got his haircut. He shaved his hair. My roommate.
A follower.
Yeah, basically. No, I was influenced, and he just, like, it, like, looks so good all the time. You don't need to worry about it. You don't have bad hair days. You don't get hat hair.
Oh God,
and
I was
going away for 2 weeks. I was like, what a better time than to go overseas and just shave my head.
Do you shave this heat?
Yeah. The heat? No, it's also much cooler, too. Yeah, yeah, it's great.
You look like a producer for, like, Brockhampton or something. Like you make, like, some sick beats.
Jason told me I look like a cool squirrel.
A cool squirrel?
What does that even mean?
I don't know, man.
What a description. A backhanded compliment.
I'm glad people like it. I thought I was going to get roasted for it, because it's just, like, I don't know.
I think it looks really nice.
No, yeah, it looks great.
Thank you, thank
I
you.
I saw you walking down my street, and I was like, looking good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just, like, no bad hair days, you know?
Oh, yeah. I can't relate.
You would look like a criminal.
I would love to see the shaved head. That'd, like, be so bizarre.
It would be so, because your hair's so light. So I feel like it would just look like you were bald.
And your eyebrows are a little light, too. So it might look a little crazy.
Yeah, right. Everyone, like, yeah. You okay?
Have we seen you with a shaved head ever?
No.
Have you ever shaved your head?
No. I used to shave it when I was, like, in elementary school, but...
Okay.
This was, like, my...
I also feel like mine is, like, I have, like, moles and scars. Like, I have a very, like, patterned scalp where you just be able to see things.
Louis Vuitton on your scalp.
Yeah, right?
I always get jealous when you dye your hair blonde. I'm always like, I wish I could do that. I think this is, like, as crazy as I can get.
You should bleach it when it's in that state, because it will grow out really, really fast.
I feel like you're a guy also. So it's like, if you just do it and then you hate it, you can just shave it again.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what Nolan does. He bleaches his hair like every month. And I'm like, I wish I could just do that.
Yeah.
But his hair's a little fried.
I say go a little Dennis Rodman and go like tennis color green.
Like, do you like the patches, like leopard patches?
Okay, ease up. Let's just go for a full dome of just, like, lime green.
Mike
is not a lime green head person.
I feel like ease in with a little, like, blonde.
Or, like, pink or purple.
No.
Maybe some
that looks like you deal ecstasy.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to.
Maybe he does. What's wrong with dealing ecstasy?
Just the ecstasy with the Jewish star print. Like, all right, guys. Today's topic is...
What's good, everybody? Your intro?
Okay, well, what's good, everybody? I was going to come up with, like, a fake topic to really toss the people off. Like, today we're talking about hair color.
Yeah.
All the different ways to dye your hair.
They just haven't seen the thumbnail or the title of the episode.
Wait, did we agree about which episode?
Yeah, we're doing
Pet Peeves. Yeah, yes.
Okay. Howdy. Shit. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Good Influences. I am Matt King. We are joined with Mike Sheffer, Aaron Guilfoy, and Carly Incontro. I haven't seen you guys in what's been, like, almost 2 weeks.
More.
I think it feels like almost a month. Yeah.
So I want to say thank you guys for joining us, but you guys don't realize that right now you're catching up on a fresh catch-up of just us.
Yep.
Talking.
Yeah, because you were in Europe.
I was in Europe.
You were in London. I was in the Middle East.
And I was in LA. I was in the Valley.
We were all over the world. Globetrotters, if you will.
And I want to say historically, just so we know for the record, because now we're being filmed. Today is Thursday, September 8th, 2022. We all woke up this morning and we were told that the Queen is in critical condition.
I think. Yeah. God, it's so eerie. Like, what if by the time this comes out, she's been dead for 2 weeks?
She might die during this episode.
I know.
Do we get an Amber Alert for that? Like,
what? I don't know. Not in America, but, like, I would hope.
We've just never had a queen die on our own in our lives. So
most people haven't. She's 96.
You know, this is her platinum jubilee.
What does that mean?
So when you become the queen, you basically get this like big party, like for your first 30 years, for your first 40, 50, or maybe it's your 50th is when it starts. It's like your diamond jubilee, your golden jubilee, and then your platinum jubilee. So she has been queen for 70 years of her life.
Jeez. Goals.
We can also cut this out, but also by the time this episode airs, you will be engaged.
I know.
Oh
yes.
My God.
I wanted to say that, but I was like, I'm not going to say it in case he says no.
In case Patricia says
no. Can you imagine though, it's like my engagement day and the queen dies like that day and just social media is just not focused about me because the queen stole the show. So
I also wasn't sure if you were going to like, you know, the day you do it, announce it to the world. Oh, that's why I was like, I don't know.
Like a grace period.
We're going to do, well, the proposal is going to happen Thursday and then we're going to like, share it on Friday.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be like on my phone that day and then everyone's having like FaceTime you. We can do all that on our way to the lake and
also, oh my God. Crazy.
A little bit of this is for you too. And you want the world to know.
Yeah.
You want the recognition.
I want the recognition. I'm so nervous. We've been talking about it.
We're gonna go get the ring after this. I'm so excited.
You're gonna try it on.
We're gonna all go pick up the ring and see it. You know, my biggest pet peeve is when you buy an engagement ring and someone's like, "How much was it? How much?"
Rude. I think that's so rude.
Yeah, don't ask people how much.
It's crazy that all these comments, like, you're going to be reading these comments in the future after having been engaged. And now, like, you can have this memory of on being on video before you did it.
I know.
What do you want to tell your future self?
Are you proud? Congratulations.
My future self? I hope it goes well. I hope the weather was really nice.
It's not, like, it's going to happen the way it's supposed to happen, and it's going to be, like, the most perfect magical day no matter what.
I know, even if it's like raining, that'll be even off.
Yeah. It's good luck.
Yeah.
It's like rain on your engagement day. I remember Matt talking about Patricia and you were like, I want to text her, but like, I don't think she likes me. We're driving out of Palm Springs and you were so nervous and now you're getting engaged.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for like you guys keeping me sane on that entire journey and being like, really encouraging.
Yeah. When you were about to ask her to be your girlfriend at the beginning of a transcontinental flight. And I said, wait till you land in case she says no.
Right. Yeah, I was about to ask her on that flight and then I asked her when we got home.
We're just like so mature and like grown now.
It's
crazy.
It's gonna be cool, like we're gonna have just like this nice like jewelry on our hands.
You're gonna look so normal.
You're putting me and her as
you know
what?
Because we're gonna be
betrothed.
Once you get married. Shout out to the queen.
I feel like you are such a guy that like would rock a wedding band.
You think so?
It belongs on you.
You should just have one now.
Gold band?
Yeah. Classic. Don't do like the like weird space rock or like platinum or something. Or like the rubber
black.
Yeah.
Like ones.
No, a nice gold band.
Maybe for when you go to the lake in the summer.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't want like a nice one though, because I just don't want to be like.
Well, you keep it on. You don't take it off daily, right?
When you go to bed, I guess.
No.
So many people take their rings off.
I can't do anything
sleeping with jewelry on?
Just, I know.
I mean, your ring. You yeah.
If you take it off, that means that you're breaking your love.
Wow, that's a really big pet peeve of mine. Someone's phone going off. Yeah,
should we start venting?
Yeah.
What? The queen she is died. Dead.
No way.
Actually?
Yeah. Wait. Zane just texted, oh my God, guys, the queen is dead. The queen of England.
I would.
Isn't that crazy?
I would confirm that.
Yeah, Zane could be.
He could have just saw Twitter.
I feel like we would have gotten like a news alert.
No, it says rest in peace on Twitter.
CNN.
No way.
I checked
Twitter.
Doesn't
say it yet.
I checked Twitter. He checks.
Yeah, no, I know. I was like, okay.
Wait.
Okay, no, this one is about someone else.
It says Queen Elizabeth's family rushed to her side as of an hour ago.
Maybe he has a direct source and
he's plugged into the UK.
It's fucking Zane. Are you fucking kidding me?
You got it wrong.
He goes, I go, where are you reading that? He goes, oh, weird. My Snapchat comments.
And that's why we
cross-reference. God damn.
That's like me on TikTok, though. I'll be like, well, this happened.
Yeah. Unless someone is like...
Okay.
Okay, well, that was another pet peeve.
Keep your phones on silent.
Okay. And let the show
Did we say
begin.
That today we're talking about pet peeves?
Yes.
Okay. I can't remember if that was like the fake intro or the real intro. But
I,
we can
I got
say
the definition, just in case people don't know what a pet peeve is.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Yes. Ooh,
like where it came from?
No. Okay. Just the definition.
I'm like, where did it come from?
Something that a particular person finds especially annoying.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
Some people who don't do their full research before they just go out and say something.
Life-changing news. Oh, I saw it on my Snapchat comments.
Google it. Confirm it. Yeah. I wouldn't believe if just someone online was saying it. I gotta check.
No, same. Unless I saw it like everywhere, then I'd be like, okay, it definitely happened. Oh. But
did you guys prepare pet peeves before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. For sure.
Matt?
Go in a circle?
Sure.
You know what my pet peeve is? How Matt never prepares for this podcast.
What do you mean?
I'm kidding. No, I was thinking about
One of my pet peeves is when people go, it's not just that.
I wrote that down as
it's
one of your pet peeves.
It's not just that. Wait, what?
I like, love that.
In context? Okay.
Now, it may not even bother you, but for me, I hear people do it all the time, and it bothers me because it would be like, say if you're saying a story, you're explaining something, and then I contribute a detail, like be like, oh, you know, like also this. And then the person who's saying the story goes, yeah, but it's not just that. Mm. And then they go on about what they're saying.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever like really noticed that.
Yeah. I feel like I've never really heard anyone say that.
It's not just that.
I hear it every week.
Are you talking about somebody like complaining about something and then being like, it's not just that though. It's this too.
It's like a one upper, like someone's trying to one up you in their facts. So if he's talking about the Queen of England and he's saying like, well, she's been the monarch for 93 years. And I go, well, it's not just that. She actually also does that.
Oh,
da-da-da.
And, okay.
Like,
I get that.
You're just trying to like one up the person with more info.
It's not Matt
just grinds Matt's gears.
Or if you're just contributing to what someone's saying and that person is just like, yeah, but it's not just that of what you're adding. You'd be
it's so dismissive.
It's like obviously I see. It's not just that.
I want to know
I'm
who does this.
Adding to it the conversation.
I want to know who does this.
keep it I hear it all the time.
Like
all
just from time. Tons of people. Oh.
Yeah, just I always think it's just like a weird bad conversation etiquette because I think it's like it's actually kind of like rude to the person who is contributing something to you and to shut them down going it's not just that.
Yeah, I think like in a conversation like that people need to be like yeah, that and also this.
Yes. Yeah,
like acknowledge that like you are contributing to whatever.
And also I feel like it happens in the workplace a lot too. If you're having like a big meeting and you're having to contribute ideas or figure out what's a big priority, people will like, yeah, override someone's idea or make them look bad by going, well, it's not just that.
Yes, it's a way like, to step, like, it's like
well, what about this? We need
else.
To focus on the customer experience. And then some person goes, it's not just that. It's also this. Now that you've like dismissed what the other person said by going, it's not just that. Obviously, things are not just that.
Yeah. Sometimes the way people just say things is like condescending or
and dismissive.
Dismissive, yeah.
Yeah.
And like they don't mean it, but it's like okay.
And when people say, I could care less, no, you couldn't care less.
That one bothers me too.
I hear it everywhere and I want to correct people all the time. But then you are like that fucking dude.
It's not just that, it's couldn't.
Yeah, couldn't. Right.
So just could.
Those are my pet peeves for now. Aaron?
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. I know I do this. I'm sure a lot of you do this. When there's a challenge in life, sometimes you just focus on the problem instead of the solution. And for me personally, that adds to a lot of my anxiety. So if you didn't know, I have anxiety. It can be tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge in life. Hello, that is my life in a nutshell. But when you learn how to find your own solutions, there's no better feeling. A therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small. I will say I have been in therapy for many, 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 many years now. And by that, I mean like 5 or 6 years, but I feel like that's a long time. And it has helped me so much kind of take myself out of the problem and look at it as a whole, and that way you can sort of see the solution a lot clearer and you're not just stuck ruminating on this problem. I think it's helped so much with relationships, with myself, with other people, romantic relationships, and just life in general. It's just great to have a therapist, someone to talk to that doesn't know you personally but does get to know you through therapy, and to me that's very beneficial. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a licensed therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists at any time. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can help you get there. Visit BetterHelp.com/goodinfluences today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/goodinfluences. Back to the episode we go.
Mine is like a good classic. I cannot stand when people are late for things. I'll give you like a, you know, one time type of situation, but people who are like constantly late all of the time and like don't acknowledge it.
Right.
Late in the sense of like,
rolling up 15 minutes after they're supposed to and just
15. And then just being like, yeah, I'm here. And it's like, okay, well, like I was waiting for you for this amount of time and like you didn't text me to let me know you were running late. Like I'm very conscious about the way other people like spend their time. And like I'm never late. And if I'm late, I'm like mortified about it. And I will constantly like apologize over and over again. Yes. Like, wow.
5 minutes. Oh, if I'm 5 minutes late, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
No, me too. Yeah. And I'll like text, I'll be like, I'm so sorry. I'm going to be like late, a few minutes late. And I just hate when people don't respect that other people have things that they have going on in their life that like they can't just like have that common respect.
Yeah. It's not just that, too.
See? No. That's what it is.
No, I will say that. I'm like, what? Yeah. Like, go on. What else? Like, to me, that wasn't offensive.
I know. Honestly, saying it, I didn't feel offensive either.
Yeah. But I think it's like whoever, I feel like maybe you have like a specific person in mind and the way that maybe they, you converse with them, they just come off as condescending.
Did you feel condescended when I said it?
No, I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Oh, well, because it was a joke, but if I had really said that, would you have been like,
ugh. I would have been like, internally, I would have been a little disappointed in you.
As the worst of Matt's disappointment.
As you, Carly, I'd be like, that's kind of unlike her to do it. Usually, sometimes people who say it are kind of like, there's like, they're like 30% dick.
It's like a little insecure.
There's a little.
I do need 30% dick, though. Yeah. not like that, but like I need to be more of a dick, I feel.
I agree. I need to be a little bit more of an asshole.
More assertive, let's say. Not, you don't want to be a mean person. Yeah. Just a little more assertive.
No, I'm going to be mean. I think.
Yeah, but.
It's not just that.
And I could care less.
Yeah. I just think that people need to be on time for things that they say they're going to be on time for.
I respect that. I've actually taken that into account a lot more after spending more time with you because of how punctual you are.
Oh, thank you.
Mike, you are not that punctual,
I'm a little
though.
Bit lax about, like, it depends on what the thing is. Like, if it's, like, an airport, it's like, okay, we got to be there. But, Matt, this is a pet peeve that I know Matt has with me, and I'm trying to work on it, but, like, we would always record Hoot and a Half at Matt's house, and for like years Matt's house was like 1.5 minutes away from mine. Mm-hmm. So in my brain, when I'm like, oh, I'll be there at 3, that means I can leave at like 2:55 because Matt's house is a minute away, and then he moved like 15 minutes away and my brain just never registered like you actually need to leave like 15-20 minutes early. So I'll tell Matt like I'll be there around 2:30. And I'll usually like get there like 2:35, 2:40. So I say
2:45
around.
Man.
I'll say around 2:30, just because like it's
but if around 2:45 is not around 2:30 in my brain.
Well, now I'm starting to be like 2:30 and 3, just to like,
because I've spent like 15 minutes like kind of waiting on you, where I realize I can't do anything because I'm dressed, I'm ready, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, Mike isn't here, so now I got to be on my phone for like 15 minutes. When like if you were right there. Because that's when I plan to be ready. I'm dressed and ready to go.
Yep.
And then I'm just waiting.
Maybe he has a hard out. Like, you don't know what his schedule is later. I will say, though, that is another thing that bothers me. Carly does it. It's not like a huge pet peeve, but when people aren't like specific
about what time,
yeah, like Carly will say, I'll be there in a bit, and I'm like, what does that mean? What's a bit?
I'll clarify right now. To me, a bit is like between 30 minutes and 3 hours.
No, I'm kidding.
That's a while.
No, I'm kidding. A bit to me is like maybe 30 minutes max.
Okay.
So I won't say that because it bothers you. But
I wouldn't think a bit is 30 minutes.
Like, I'll be there in a bit.
What's a GIF?
To me, like an hour.
A GIF is like 5 minutes.
No, what's a
GIF? Be there in a GIF. I'll be there in a GIF.
A Jiffy Lube.
But I'm definitely, like, I mean, Matt's really one of the only people that I like have scheduled things where I need to drive there, be at a certain place at a certain time. So I'm trying to work on that. In general, in my life, I'm not doing things that are super time sensitive.
Yeah.
So
I don't feel like you ever like recognize my punctuality.
No, I do.
You're very punctual. Matt's always the first one at the house.
Okay.
I recognize it.
Cool.
It's good.
You recognize it just internally. You're never like, you are always on time, Matt.
Do you want me to acknowledge out loud? Hey, thanks for being on time.
That's not even now a pet peeve. That's just like, I need more
recognition
of my life.
I can give fair. It up.
I also, it's another thing too, and like other people make me late for stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If, like, you're waiting on another person and then like they show up late and then I'm like, well, now I look like an asshole.
Yeah.
Right. Some people have just sometimes it's like a weird power move when I hate it when people operate like everything's on their time.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm sorry. Are you in a hurry or something? Yes. You're like, I mean, I'm not in a hurry. This is just my time. Yeah. I'm giving you my time and you're not respecting it. And you'll just be sitting there with them. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Time is a big thing.
I love that this podcast is very like, we come here, we have the time, and then we leave, and then it ends. Other podcasts I do, I wait around 30 minutes, hour, 30 minutes, and I ain't getting paid by the hour. I'm getting paid by the episode. So it's all on their time, but I love them. I respect them. Yeah. Hopefully they'll be able to work it out. Carly pet peeve.
Well, I wanted to add, I saw, I think it was Stassi Baby. I don't know if she goes by Stassi Baby anymore, but she made it, I think it was a TikTok or a reel or something. And it was one of those like, these are the times my friends showed up to dinner. I said to meet at 9. I swear to God, two people showed up at like 10:45. I'm not even kidding. I was like, I would lose my goddamn mind. Do they order before they get there? Like, I hope they're ordering food. Like,
I remember when that was a trend on TikTok and it would like give me anxiety. And then Jess or someone did it for your Hanukkah.
Oh, I did it. Yeah.
You did it.
My and one and only TikTok.
I showed up late. It was like one of, because emo night was the night before. So we were like so hungover and so slow. Wow. But it was like, you know, one of those things where it was like, it wasn't starting at that time.
Yeah, no, I'm like, very lax with like timing stuff.
So I was like, we'll just come. And we were the last ones there. And then I was like, Aaron's clearing the air.
Do you want me to take it down?
This is on a public forum.
On a religious holiday? Like, that's not even my own religion. It's somebody else's, which you need to double respect.
No, I don't want you to take it down.
Disrespectful, Aaron. Showing up to a Hanukkah party as the last one. You know what?
Wow.
Maybe this year. We'll see if you get the invite.
You know, I wanted to make an entrance because Hanukkah is really about me.
That was a fun night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I got so much hate from people, too, that weren't, like, invited to that. Because it, like, turned into
a party.
Like, a party. And I just told, like...
Name one Hanukkah prayer.
I would have said that. I invited my two Jewish enthusiastic Gentile friends and then, like, the Jews that I know. And then it turned into, like, a big thing. And then the next night was, like, Scott's show. And so many people were like, huh. So I guess you had a Hanukkah party. Didn't decide to invite everybody. And I was like,
Hanukkah party.
I know. Like,
when have you cared about Hanukkah?
How do you say piss off in
Lechazdein?
Okay. That's what I would have said.
That's pretty good. Sounded pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Carla, did you say your pet peeve?
No, I will say one of mine is, this is very specific to being on the internet, but one of my biggest pet peeves is when someone comments, why are you wearing a sweatshirt? You live in LA. I'm inside and the AC is clearly blasting because it's so hot outside.
Yep.
I get that all the time.
People ask you why you're wearing a sweater.
Yes, it'll just be such so a common. Random comment. I mean, I feel like I noticed it a lot more like earlier years we'd get on YouTube, but it's like, what do you mean? Like, if you're inside in the summer, the AC is probably going to be blasting and you're going to be cold.
Never even spend my time commenting that to 100%. Anybody online to be like, why are they wearing that? Like, it's cold in different places.
I just don't understand. And I'm such a cold girl that, like, I'm always wearing sweatshirts if I'm inside. Yeah. If I'm not warm, I'm, like, freezing.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing a sweatshirt inside. Okay, I'm clearing the air.
And, like, you're just like a little tiny baby. Let her live.
But yeah, I'm freezing. I don't understand. You live in L.A.
Shut the fuck up. And not only that,
I will say to add on to that, when like it does get a little chillier here,
dangerous territory.
To add on to that,
but that was a very mindful to add on to that. That was good.
That was good.
Validating.
But it sounded like you were.
And to add on to that, Carly,
stupid comment.
No, I agree with her.
Yeah.
To add on to that, it's like when it does get chillier in LA, and then we're like, oh, it's so cold, and people are like, well, it's 30 degrees where I am, and it's like, okay. You chose to live there.
It's like the temperature Olympics. Well, it's actually not that cold. Like, okay.
Oh, I hate that. I'm like, okay, well, it's cold to me.
You so think
validate
that's cold.
My feelings.
Stop invalidating us.
Yes. And I swear to God, your temperature changes. Because, like, we're from hot or cold places.
You acclimate.
Yeah. I mean, you're not, but
I'm from a very cold place.
And it's like, I know what winter is like. I know when it's freezing, sleeting, snowing. I'm still cold when it's 61, okay? I'm sorry, I'm still cold.
Also, there's like the thing about the desert 61 is different than like a humid 61.
Oh, 1,000%.
Indoor temperature is different from outdoors.
I don't even like pay attention to the weather.
Yeah, Matt doesn't have a weather app on his home screen. I have two weather apps on my home screen.
Well, now I have like a widget, but like I look at the weather probably two times a week.
And suddenly I have a new pet peeve.
It's just because, I don't know, it's just I go outside and I see how it feels.
No, but like, there are days
Mike's like, oh, it's gonna be so sunny to two or three more days from now. I'm like, you're thinking about like outfits. It's like a sports game about to go down. You're like, oh yeah, it's gonna be pretty sunny on that day.
Because like, it'll be 90 degrees and Matt will show up with like long pants and a sweatshirt, and it's 90 degrees, and I'm like,
to a pool party?
No. Like, you'll pick me up and we're going to like mega yacht or something, and it's like 89 degrees out, and you didn't check the weather. And you probably got up at like 8 or 9, so you just put on like an insane outfit.
But I'm going to be walking through a parking lot. Like, I'm not going to be like sweating bullets.
Yeah, you're just not like temperature conscious, I guess. Like,
because say
depends
that
on the activity.
Say that you feel outside in the morning. Mm-hmm. What if like it's just a little chilly and then gets to be 90 degrees during the day? Like, you got to.
I'm not spending that much time outside.
That's how I feel too. Like, I feel like I don't really wear shorts ever. I don't know why I'm adding to this, but it's like, I think about it, I'm like, I'm always wearing jeans or pants. It's like, well, I'm not really hanging outside.
Yeah.
Well, and then I'm always worried because LA, there's a lot of like nice locations and places where you cannot go if you are wearing shorts. So I choose to wear pants because I'm always worried I'm going to get turned down somewhere, or you don't know where the night's going to go, where I'm going to find myself at Patricia's and I don't have a pair of pants there. And then I'm like, you know, stuck.
I take a lot of pride in like perfectly dressing for the weather.
Me too.
Like, the fact that I can layer up knowing that like it's gonna be hot later, so I have this plus the undershirt and like lighter pants. I don't know. I take a lot of pride.
A lot of tension
today. I planned which outfit I was gonna wear first, because like, okay, well, when I have to change, because we record two episodes, I'll put on the outfit that I will wear out into the world and be comfortable in after. Because like, it was, you know, cooler coming in today, but when we leave it'll be like a million degrees, so I'm like literally just gonna be wearing a bra.
No, thinking of two different things to wear for these episodes is like my biggest pet peeve. I'm like, how do I? I don't know.
I don't know. Lately, I've just been doing comfy.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfect.
You know, you just look comfy. I love comfort colors. These are my favorite shirts. You get these on Amazon.
They're so good.
Amazon for like $14 in every color, and it's
you just buy
always
a bunch
a perfect
of them.
Fit.
And they look timeless too. They don't look dated. Or...
Yeah, they got a nice little like fade already to them. They still kind of look like frat shirts, but
no, it looks like you. Like, it looks like your style, the, like, faded color.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mike, I need to know one of your pet peeves, because he was like, what did you say this morning?
He texted us at 8 a.m.
I said this is going to be, like, a therapy session, because I'm going to just vent. Okay.
I love hearing people's pet peeves.
I have a list. First, I wanted to run this by you guys.
But is this an ongoing list that you've always have in your phone?
No, these are just things. It took me 8 seconds to, like, when I just had to think about this, I'm like, oh, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this. It all just came to me really quickly, but I wanted to. This is not a pet peeve of mine, but I know it is for other people. Like, people who chew with their mouths open.
Oh, it's not an issue for me.
Doesn't bother me at all. Some people, they, like, leave the room and they're like, I can't. This person over there is chewing with their mouth open and they, like, can't deal with it.
Misophonia.
I don't give a hoot.
I think it also depends on the person. Like, if it's a person who maybe, like, bothers me already and then they're doing it, then I'll be like,
compounds.
Oh. But if it's like if you were doing it, I wouldn't notice at all.
I definitely do, and I only know because we get comments when we do like eating. I don't even realize it.
I just hang around like a different class of people. I don't.
You hang out with me?
I don't know many people who do it. But I have a big habit where when I'm chewing,
you cover your mouth.
Oh, I cover my mouth all the time.
Yeah, you do.
I'm like, if I'm like laughing, if I'm doing like mukbangs, I'm always covering my mouth because I just
and I'm like, wow.
I know. Because I feel like it's also, you can, because someone will ask you a question, you're chewing, you'll be like, what's a good question? I'll just talk, but cover my mouth.
I think that's like a Southern etiquette thing, right?
Yeah,
like,
I guess so.
And we're just trash.
There's a Midwest funny joke that you never need to ask a Jew what he's eating. You just look in his mouth.
Oh,
so you keep your mouth open.
What? Yeah. Is that really a thing Jews eat with their mouth
open?
It's like a
stereotype, like just old Jews just like eating soup with their, you know, slurping it up, whatever.
Well, don't tell Matt. Now he'll use it against you.
I haven't really been around anybody who I've been like, they need to close their mouth.
Yeah.
I
feel like that's something that you would say behind their back.
I hate people who are loud talkers at restaurants, where I'm like, Like they're talking so loud where you can hear them and you're like, I know everything that's happening in your life. Or I'm with someone at my at a table and they are talking too loud where you're like,
Calm down.
You were talking for everybody in this restaurant to hear you.
Okay, but what if they were having
I'm a shusher.
Like an interesting conversation that you wanted to eavesdrop on?
I'll allow it. But usually I'm just disgusted by just like some people's.
I know.
I love hearing like what you're saying. I love overhearing.
Me too.
Drama.
Only if it's
or,
juicy.
Yeah, I just like love gossip. Yeah.
Sometimes even if I hear them. Someone on the phone walking and I just can't imagine what the person on the other side of the phone is dealing like someone who's just screaming.
And
then she said to me, are you kidding? And I just imagine the other person is on the other side just like, oh my God, enough already. And you're just like, who is listening to this crazy person screaming while they're, I hate it.
Especially like, I feel like that's such a New York thing.
Yes. In New York, you see people screaming on the phone all the time. This motherfucker tried to call. And I'm just like, who are you talking to? Yeah.
Leaving a voicemail.
That goes along with, it's a pet peeve when like you're in a group of people and then someone's like watching a video on their phone at full volume.
This is one of mine. Yeah. Or like in public transportation and someone is just like playing a video at full volume or listening to music on a boombox on the subway. Like, you're a part of society. Yeah. Like this is not your living room. Like put headphones in the ears. Even like at the beach sometimes if you're like too close to someone. I mean, I want
just get stabbed. I'm like, excuse me. That's how you go.
You're like, I don't have.
Like, it's like, please put your phone in.
How'd he die?
I'm pretty like confident in telling people things that I think need to be corrected, but I've never told someone like, hey, can you put on headphones, please? Or like, can you lower that? Because I think that people who do that, there has to be something wrong with them.
Yeah. Oh, like, they don't come from a broken home or the parents who did. I think so. Who listens to volume that loud in public and didn't have a mom who was like an aggressive discipliner?
Or they're like playing their like lottery video game, like where you just hear like, like, and you're just like, we're on a Greyhound bus for 8 hours. Like,
Like boomers on an airplane too.
Yes.
As soon as a plane lands, their phone's blowing up because someone's calling them, and it's like,
and they all answer. I feel like you'll appreciate this. I was very embarrassed by it because I don't like things with people that I don't know. But we were on a hike one morning, TJ and my husband, and this woman was listening to her like Spotify or music, whatever, on full volume on her phone. And
on a hike?
Yes. So. TJ was so annoyed because we like couldn't get past her or like go by her. And he's obviously like, you know, the same vein as you, like put your headphones in or like don't
listen
at all.
What's she listening to? It was the Joe Rogan podcast.
No, it was just like random music. I don't even know what it was. And so then he was like, I'm going to show her. And so then he puts on like screamo music on his phone at full volume.
Oh,
so now they're like he's like spite listening to music out loud. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so uncomfortable. And I literally like ran away and I didn't talk to him for the rest of that.
Do the woman acknowledge it?
Of course, she like looked and is like, what is that? Like, why are you doing that? But it's like, I agree with him. Like, don't be listening to music out loud on your hike.
I will say, if I like the one time I know I was okay with it is like someone was riding a bike with a speaker and they were listening to like an NPR podcast and I was like, that's all right.
Yeah, like, I think bikes or motorcycles, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, because then they're moving
like they're just
through,
zooming by.
And he was listening to a podcast. So it wasn't like offensive music. It was just like, you know, two people having a conversation. Yeah.
InfoWars.
If the three of us were having a conversation and then Carly was in the room sitting watching TikToks at full blast, like I would lose my mind.
I'm so conscious about that. Like if someone walks in the room, I turn it down. I'm like, uh-oh.
Zane loves Zane. Full blast.
No, he does not
give a fuck. If he'll be sitting on the couch just going playing it.
David does that too. But I think if it's like if it's in your own house.
But I live there.
I know, but it's like you're in your own living room.
I think it's time and place. Like if he's just laying on the couch watching TikToks, like that's fine.
Yeah.
But if like you have like,
I'm watching a TV show eating and he'll just like bump it.
Yeah, that's
that would annoy me.
Also say my days at Target, you will not believe how many people walk through Target blaring music on their phone.
What?
Yeah.
I know. It was so weird. It would make me so mad.
I love shopping with headphones in.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Did it yesterday. I was listening to a podcast and so many people kept being like, can I help you? And I'm like, what?
You listen to a podcast while you shop?
Yeah.
I do that too. I don't listen to music.
That's too much. I can't like focus on what I need to buy if I'm like, I can only listen to music, usually like instrumental. Because if I'm hearing like words.
Grocery shopping.
Oh, okay.
I was buying lingerie.
I can
grocery shop. Listen to a podcast?
Yeah.
The Brutal Murder of.
Her head was cut off. Her arms were cut off.
I was on TikTok like telling my cat what will happen if I let it be an outdoor cat. Yeah. His head was cut off.
His arms were cut off. No. Okay, another pet peeve of mine is people who use internet slang in the real world.
Ooh, guilty.
Like someone who goes LOL or guilty. Like LMAO. I'm like, you do that?
I'll say LOL sometimes if it's like really back. Sarcastic.
Yeah. It's kind of come back.
Or they're just like, not me jumping in the pool. I'm like,
it, yeah, oh, I know God. What you mean, but I, yeah.
It breaks my
way. People like TikTok slang.
Anything that
and
like,
that's on.
The, yeah, like.
And that's the king I married.
Like.
They don't even know it. Who's the boomer now?
But like, just people who will say something that like you read on the internet that has never been said out loud before, and then you hear it out loud, to me is just like.
Like if I were to be like, oh, FML.
Yes. Oh,
to
my
me, that's
God.
Very like older millennial sounding. Yeah. Like. OMG, I can't believe that just happened. That sounds like a really bad scripted TV show.
Yes, yes,
they
script exactly.
They script it to be like trendy, but it doesn't hit.
If it's, I don't know if it's for two p. If it's too trendy, I think it's really cringe. You can do an old school one like FML. That's fine. But if you're like slay mama, like I'm like,
ciao mama.
That's what I'm saying.
Slay like, mama. I'm like, that was big like 2 months ago, and like yes, slay. Ago.
But like, I'm saying people who do
but
it.
All respect to drag culture and everything, I'm not saying that like people can't be saying slay.
I'm just saying
slay away.
Unironically, sure. Someone goes
like
LMAO.
People.
Yeah, and just, I don't know. It just
his pet peeve is chuggy people.
Well, is it a pet peeve if I say it like, I'm trying to think how I would say it. I'd say it in a way that's really sarcastic.
Yeah.
Like, my cat peed on my couch, LOL.
That's funny.
That's yeah. funny.
LOL,
that's funny.
He peed on the couch. Like that's how
funny.
I say it, I think.
I'm
like,
saying,
he didn't
like,
show up, LOL.
Like if I
OMG,
spill my beer.
LOL.
For the audio God. Listeners, Matt is
Jake
dabbing.
Paul, calm down, Jake yeah. Paul.
Matt is dabbing for the audio
I'm bringing
listeners.
The dab back.
Don't. Like if I like
give
spill my if I like spill my water and someone just goes, oh, LOL.
Oh, no.
I'm
no,
just
no.
like. Don't say LOL unironically.
Out loud.
Some, I feel like I do it when someone like tells me something.
God, my blood pressure is rising right
and
now.
And it's like a something that's not funny. I'll be like, oh, LOL.
Texting or out loud?
No, like out loud.
Yeah.
Like, LOL.
So the person saying something that's not funny yeah. and you're just like
LOL. Because like, I have nothing to say back.
Yeah. I'm just picturing you at emo night and someone you like don't want to talk yeah, to is talking to you. You're like, LOL. Anyways.
Just such
oh,
a
that's
bitch.
The new like bless your heart. Yeah. Just like it's like oh mellow.
It's like the same.
Okay, another
sure.
one is if
oh, you're just going through the
list. Both, so many.
I'm watching a movie with someone that we both have never seen before, and they go, "Wait, so what's going on?"
Oh no,
we
who's
have this,
he?
Yeah, we are watching the same movie at yeah. the same time.
Well,
I want
yeah.
I just like,
I don't know.
Yeah, people like, what's gonna happen?
Yeah,
like, it, fucking watch it.
I'm trying to figure it out too.
I've never seen this.
Yes.
It's part of the movie. Todd and Zane will do that like all the time. They're like, well, what's gonna happen? What is she gonna do? And I go,
it's a part of the experience, my friend.
It's the whole point.
LOL.
TJ sometimes will be like, who's that? And I'm like,
I
don't
know either.
They haven't been introduced yet.
Oh, I'll do that too. But it's because I'm like, I feel yeah. like this person's already in the movie. I don't know.
I feel like this is probably other people's pet peeves, but I'm notorious for it. Like during movies and TV shows, like I will say what I think is going to happen out loud.
It's only annoying because you're always right.
Oh yeah. If you're right, that's a little
she's
frustrating.
She's always right. And it's like, it ruins it.
Like yeah. she's going to come back and kill her later.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, Patricia though will like finish a line.
Like, oh,
she's
I
like a screenwriter. She
yes.
can like predict it right as the line's about to come out, and then she'll just finish it, and the person will say it. I'm like,
weird.
How'd you do that? She goes, I can just tell.
Yeah. I just believe movies should be watched in total silence. Like, unless it's like a whatever, a funny movie, if it's like a drama or like a mystery, silence.
Oh,
experience
that's
the movie
a good one.
And just like let it happen. But wait a minute. Oh, wait, dude,
no,
wait, so who is that?
Annoying.
Wasn't he in another movie?
Yeah, oh
wait,
my
what
God.
Movie was? I'm like, I can't hear what they're saying now. But I do have like reality TV too, I will be honest.
I think I just like talk out loud, but sometimes if I'm watching like a show at home and like someone looks familiar, I'm like, who is that?
Yes.
Like, who is that person?
Oh, and, like, I go, I'll say they're from, loud. I go, they're from that one movie and they acted in that one thing. I'm a big,
But I think if a movie's good enough, you will like suppress that urge. If it's like a not great movie, then you'll be like, oh, where do I know this person from? And then your mind kind
of
drifts.
But I also think it's different if you're like in the comforts of your own home or at a theater. Like at a theater, I'm way more conscious. Like I won't talk out loud.
I can't go to theater now.
Like that fucking pisses me off when people are annoying.
I don't shush in movie theaters. I go.
You give them
a
heavy look that they can feel. Or like when people open their phone when you're watching a movie and their screen is on full brightness.
Yeah. The etiquette.
Yeah. That's why I would sit in the back of the theater.
Do you like to sit in the back?
See everyone.
I sit in the back because I can, if I need to check my phone.
Oh, that's nice of you.
No one, it bothers nobody.
I don't like sitting in the back now because I'm like, what if I have to escape? Like, literally, that's my thought.
But then you can see everything in front of you.
I know.
Then you can just go.
Because, like, what if, what if, like, someone was sitting behind you and then it's just.
Yeah, I know. I literally would always think, I feel like that's an irrational fear. When I was little, when I'd go to a movie, I'd be like, what if someone, like, hit me in the back of the head right now? Like, I would think that at the movie theater. Well,
You know what I get pet peeves about is, like, standing in lines for things or when people, when there is a long line and then someone, it's your turn to go up and then suddenly they act like that whole line that they were standing in didn't exist. You know what I mean?
Wait,
they just start
mean?
Taking their time.
Yeah.
Like, they're not conscious of the fact that the reason like, it's taking so long.
The person's like,
is...
how can I help you? They go, you know what?
Oh, okay.
What do you have here? Good here is the chicken.
Oh, my God. You got to be prepared if you're in that line. What else are you doing?
Getting together.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to say that you always need to be in a rush in life and everything, but just like, I'm always in mind about how long the line is behind me, whether it's a line for a restroom, whether it's going through airport security. Just being mindful of it. And some people, they just right when the moment happens where they need to say what they want, they'll just go,
It's like, I have two to go off of everything you just said. One of my pet peeves that I have written down is it's so frustrating to me when people don't know how airports work.
Correct.
Oh my God.
Like, nothing makes me more mad. And I understand that, like, to a sense, like, that can sort of be taken as, like, a privilege. Like, I travel a lot, so I literally, I'm like, your shoes go in the bin. Your laptop goes in the bin. Like,
security,
these things go in
the
bin. Like, that kind of stuff. Or people who would just, like, stop in the middle of, like, the aisle to, like, look around at what's going on. It's like, walk.
Right.
There are people who need to go places. Yep. Like, I,
you don't
my
have TSA
God.
Pre-check?
I do.
Okay.
Do you still fly commercial?
Okay, Taylor Swift.
Oh my God. It makes me so mad. I'm like, go, do your stuff. Work faster.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people waiting here. Like, go.
Yep.
That's one of the things I don't think
of. And then people who, like, literally will walk through the thing and then they're like, no, you have to go back. You have to take off your belt. No, you can't be wearing your sunglasses.
God. Yeah.
No, you can't do this.
They have to take their phone out of their pocket.
Yeah.
Like, did you
not? What do you do? Yeah, I know. I'm always like, my shoes are off before I'm even grabbing a bin. I'm like, I'm getting ready to.
We need to get you on TSA pre-check.
I know. I have clear, but I do want pre-check.
No, pre-check is so much better.
What credit card do you have?
Amex.
Gold?
Delta? I don't know. It's a gold color, but it's not a gold, I don't think.
Even if you don't have a credit card, it's like $85 for 5 years to be on pre-check.
Yeah, I definitely need to get it. I just haven't thought about it.
The best thing in the world.
It's amazing.
Because I have it clear where they take you to the front, which is nice, but
you still
have to take
your shoes
off.
But then you still need to go through regular
security. Your picture taken and stuff on clear, right?
Yeah.
Clear looks like that damn eye exam where I feel like they're going to pop a ball of air.
I will say I have both, and it's nice because, like, sometimes the clear line is shorter than the TSA pre-check line. So then they'll escort you to the front of the TSA pre-check line.
Cool. That's so nice.
So get both is what you're saying.
Pre-check is like pre-9/11 airline flying. You don't have to take off your shoes. Don't have to take your laptop out. Line is short. You don't get
that is so
do they
crazy
have like
that...
prizes and stuff? Like goodie bags?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's
so
stupid.
But then another thing I was saying is another one of my pet peeves is slow walkers. I think it's because I like walk quickly. But, like, if I'm with people and then, like, some people are walking slow or, like, the group is walking slow and then I have to go
you walk
to
really
that.
Fast,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
no, but, like...
I think we'd be a good
you'd
walking
probably a good
pair.
But, like, if we're, like, in a group setting, you're always, like, a mile ahead.
I know, but, like, half the time it's because people are, like, looking at their phones and they're, like, not paying attention. And it's, like, go, walk, like, move your legs. I think it's also, like, even at home, like, you know, Sammy walks just as fast as I do. Like, people who are, like, small. But I don't know. I can't handle a slow walk.
My best friend would make fun of me in high school. She's like, you walk so fast. You look like a nerd like running to class because I would walk really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, no
and then
valid.
Getting, duck behind people because they're walking too slow, like you're on just the sidewalk. Trying
to juke around them and you just can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just gotta faster. Just chill. It's okay. We'll get there.
No.
I will not be chilling.
No.
Just meditate. You'll be fine.
I just think, just lack of awareness of, like, in public.
I hate when people aren't aware. Even, like, just in general, not aware of, like, how their personality is coming across to somebody. Or, like, I don't know how to explain it. But if they're online saying stuff, I'm like, what?
I'm not, like, too impatient of a person when it comes to, like, dinner. Obviously, if you're spending a lot of money at, like, a nice restaurant, you can really kind of, like, maybe take your time. But, like, people when they're ordering food just, like, don't know what they want.
Yes. And they're like, well, what do you have here? And it's like, okay, first of all, there's a menu in front of you. So read that. And
a chef has made it.
Yeah.
A chef has figured out the damn dish. Unless you are allergic to, like, some chives, tell them no chive. But, like, then when you have to deconstruct it and make the whole dish in a way that the chef didn't even know that he could make it, where I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you really doing?
You would hate one of my best friends. Well, she loves burgers, and anytime we go to a restaurant, you know how they make burgers at restaurants? It's like 10 different ingredients on it. And she'll be like, okay, could I get it without everything except for just the patty and the bun?
Oh, no cheese or anything?
This is bread. No pickles, bread, onions, lettuce, tomato.
No, it's literally just the patty and the bun.
That is disgusted by her.
Something happened in childhood. Like, there's, like, some kids who are, like, picky eaters. If you are, like, near 30 years old and you are like, that's gross, or I just need chicken fingers and ketchup, switch it up. Something bad happened.
Can I have just spaghetti with no sauce on it? Like, just butter and spaghetti?
Okay, well, that's good.
I have a cousin who, like, is still a real weird, like, picky eater. Like, she's still caught in that, like, I don't know, that weird, like, I just want a PB&J. Oh, I don't, nothing on this menu I like. Or, like, her mom still has to make sure that there's something that she likes. I think you need to see somebody and recognize that it is a problem. And I want to say, if you are a chicken fingers and ketchup and you have no sense of, like,
you're just say David's name.
Is David, wait, David Dobrik's like that?
Well, no, he just eats, like, kid stuff. Oh. You know, he's always eating, like, chicken tenders or
It's time to switch it up and recognize that you have a problem. But then, you know what? go and explore all the figure out what you may or may not like. Stop staying safe.
I used to be like that, though, so I recognize it. It's just so easy to stick with what you know.
Yeah.
Because the worst is when you go to a restaurant, you're hungry, and you feel exploratory, you try something, and then you fucking hate it. Not only are you still hungry, you just spent a bunch of money on food you're not going to eat, and you didn't get to enjoy your meal. So, like, trying new foods is always this risk when you go to a restaurant. I've learned to, like, overcome it and figure out things that I like, but
I need pictures.
Yeah, pictures are good.
I need some photos. Because I don't know what I'm reading. I'm like, Google. I don't know any of these.
Google it before. I know, I do. Some that's research why, before, like, you go to the restaurant. But at noon, if there's a restaurant I'm eating at tonight, I'm looking up every single TikTok someone's made of it. I'm learning the research about the restaurant. I'll watch a YouTube interview with the chef.
What year was it?
Because then it makes me, like, really excited to try the dishes.
I cannot deal. This might be just a me thing, but if someone wants to send their food back,
oh no,
I need to leave. I can't be at a table with someone who's like, the pizza is, like, different than I had it last time here. Can we just, like, get it redone?
No,
I'm leaving.
Like, I would eat it whole thing.
Yeah, I can't. I just feel I know how difficult it is to be a server and just, like, how much bullshit they deal with. Like, I don't know. That is a crazy thing to me. That is.
Sometimes I'll turn back, sometimes, meaning once every 2 years, a cocktail. Because then I'll ask about if I'm really trying something new, I'm like, is it like this? And the person's like, it really is like this, but like
cocktail's easier. That's not a full...
something. Usually I can sense the relationship with the server where they won't even mind if I turn it back.
A cocktail is also easier because that's just a bartender. It takes, 30 seconds to 60 seconds to remake the drink. But, like, if you get your, like, whatever chicken dish or your pizza and it's not exactly the way you want it, you got to just suck it up or order something else. But, like, excuse me, can you come here? Yeah, this is not the way I'm normally used to, like, there's, like, tomatoes on it. Can we just, like, send it back? And I want to. It's insane.
That person seems, like, nice. When I was in Italy, I witnessed was, like, a jarring thing. There, it was, like, small table, so it was us, another couple, and then, like, a family. It was a man, his wife, and, at a restaurant, and his two daughters. and they all got their food. I didn't watch like him try it or eat it or whatever, but our waiter just comes walking by. He picks the like chicken or whatever up with his hand. He goes, "This is inedible." And oh. I literally was like, because one of my biggest pet peeves is like being rude in another country.
Oh,
or like
yeah.
people who just have like was no awareness in other countries. Of course. And yeah. he's from New York. So
yeah. Oh, entitled.
It was so uncomfortable. And the waiter was just like, "Oh, like, I'm so sorry. Like, what can we do?" He's like, "It's inedible. It's inedible." And it's like, if you're going to send something back, like, communicate.
I have
like,
the chills. That is the most horrific thing I've ever heard.
Did you give him a look?
Yes. And the couple next to us, we were all like looking at each other. We were like, "Oh my God." And then his poor daughters, who were like teens,
were God.
So mortified. Like, they were like this. Oh my God. I was like, I couldn't even breathe. I was so uncomfortable. Like, yeah. nothing is, I could never.
If something's wrong, I'll definitely say something, but I'll be really nice. I'm like, "I'm so sorry. Same. Like, my side was supposed to be this. Like, is there any way?" I'll be so nice.
Yeah, no, if you get something wrong.
Or if there's glass. Then you can, what if there's glass? Yeah. Be like, "I don't want to
tell." No, like, but if you order like a chicken sandwich and they give you pasta, then it'd be like, "Hey, I think I got the wrong thing." But like, if you ordered a, you know, spaghetti and meatball pasta and you get a spaghetti and meatball pasta, be like, "I don't like it."
Oh, yeah, I could never do that.
You gotta just eat it.
I mean, sometimes even if I order like a steak and I ask for it one way and it comes like a little bit more red, like, I'll still eat it.
Yeah.
I'll just like suck it up. But like, when I was in France on the flight, they serve you, like, you get the meal. And they brought fish, and I am literally like allergic to it. And I didn't say anything.
Didn't know that.
Like, did you eat it?
No.
Oh, I was like,
I ate like I ate the bread and like other stuff. But I was gonna be like, "Take this back."
Yeah, yeah.
You're allergic to fish?
I have a like intolerance to it. It just developed recently. It's very unfortunate.
I'm sorry.
Late onset.
It's really traumatic. But like, I could never.
Oh, because we're going to go to Long John Silver's after this. Damn it!
I'll get the fries.
I don't like when you ask for the time and someone doesn't say the exact time. Like, if it's 10:30, it's 10:28 and someone says, "Oh, it's 10:30. I always say it the exact time. I don't know what it is, but I'm just like, I always say, "Is it actually 10:30 or is it like 28 or 31? Like, what is it?"
Oh, I think I fall victim to that. Well, yeah, I'll be like, it's around 6.
You always gotta round.
No, I gotta know exact.
What?
Yeah, I always round up. I would feel so weird. It's 9:13.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little after 9.
I love knowing the exact time.
A little after 9, you wouldn't say 9:15?
If it's 9:13, I'd be like, I'd say it's almost 9:15.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
That's what I would say. I think I'd give a little context, but...
I would say 3/4 till.
If you said a little after 9, I'd be like, "What does that mean?"
No, if you said it's almost 9:15, I would pull up my phone to see exactly what time it is.
I just think it's weird to say... If it doesn't end or a 5 or a 0, that's a weird time to say out loud. It's 12:46.
Yeah, no, I...
What?
No, yeah, I'd say 12:45.
So, Carly, if you looked at that clock, what time is it?
It's 10:24. 100%.
I'd say 10:25. I would say it's almost 10:30.
What? I can't.
You'd say it's almost 10:30?
Yeah.
I'd say 10:25.
Because what...
It'll be 10:30 in a bit.
Okay, let me ask you this.
No, I would say it's 10:24.
In 6 minutes, it would be 10:30.
But what in your life... is going down to the minute? Like, people always schedule things. I'm not
like even in a rush or anything. It's just something in my brain. I just like to know the exact time.
And they have to take birth control.
So true, man.
Oh, girls. Oh,
so you That's should like respect. You should respect
knowing
like,
the minute
and when okay. they need to take birth control because they may have to take
so
it
really
and they
want to know the right time
because they have to take it's the dire. Pill every day.
It's coming from a sexist place.
Okay. In my mind, it's like if you have an appointment, it's either at like 9:15, 9:30, 9:45, 10. So it's just you got to just know which one you're closest to,
right?
And that's all the info you need.
I know, but. It's just how
or
I've
just
been that way.
Buy a watch.
What's it's interesting.
I have a phone.
It's interesting. Like, that's a thing, but then you'll say, "I'll be there in a bit."
To me, it's different. I also think the Midwest, like, we always said in a bit, and then we just.
Yeah.
I feel like you say that when things are lenient anyway. Like, if we had an appointment, I wouldn't be like, "I'll be there in a bit."
Yeah.
It's just like, "Let's record the podcast between these times." We're like, "Okay, right. I'll be there in a bit." I'll say one more that I feel like is. Probably common, but it really drives me crazy when someone is driving in front of me and their blinker's on and they're not going anywhere and they keep it on. Like, I can't even look at it.
That falls under like, my umbrella of people who can't drive well.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like an act, like, that they they're doing it and they just don't know.
Yeah. That, no, for sure. Like, their music's probably loud, so they can't hear the clicking.
I usually, if I see someone like that, I'll just get away from them, like, on the road. Because to me, it just indicates that they don't know what they're doing. Yeah. And, like, if they are this unaware, I don't want to be close to them on a highway.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It just really bothers me. I'm like, pick a lane, and then I want to, like, scowl at them when I drive by them. Right. Like, do you know that song?
You flip them off for an accident.
No, I definitely would do that.
If I ever make, like, a mistake driving and I know the person's going to pull up and, like, look at me, I dead stare forward. I never want to make eye contact with someone that I messed
up. I acknowledge. Like, there have been times where, like, oh, that was my bad. And I, like, yeah, you will. Like, sorry.
You'll be like, because, that was me.
I am very easily irritated when I drive because, like, we live in California, and frankly, no one can drive here.
It's
like,
really crazy how, like, people go here.
There's, I'm also from Massachusetts, so, like, I've got a high bar.
Yeah.
We are crazy.
Yeah.
So I am so easily irritated by people, like, over the dumbest things in terms of driving. And, like, that's why I always need to drive, because, like, little tiny things that people do when they're driving, I'll be like, why did they do that? Why would they do that?
And I
would do
it this way. I like when she drives, because that gives me anxiety, because I'm like, she's probably, like, judging my driving.
Like, even Mike, like, objectively, you're a good driver.
Oh, thank you. Wow. That's a new compliment.
But, like, there...
I mean, you're not a bad driver. Yeah, because, like, I call him a New York driver.
No, you're like, you get to where you need to go. You drive, like, safely. But, like, you know, I'll, like, sit in the front seat and be like, why does he keep putting his brakes on? Like, why is he doing this? Like, it's
he'll never drive again.
No, but it's, like, little things like that. Like, I'm so easily annoyed by...
Wow.
Like, I was like that today, but I didn't want to stress you out.
Oh, yeah, about... I don't like a backseat driver.
It was the accent. I was like, she should be getting out. She should be getting out. But then I was like, you know what? I don't want to backseat.
Okay, let's clarify. The Tesla had me go off on an exit, and then it changed to a different exit.
I didn't see the change. I always saw the Haskell exit, Aaron.
But then I was like... Haskell. But then I asked, I was like, oh, you saw that? Why didn't you tell me? And he's like, oh, I didn't want to. But, like, that's a direction. Like, you gotta...
But I would be scared that you'd be like, no, but I know what I'm doing.
But we hadn't seen each other.
Because I feel like you do that, which is fine.
Yeah, we didn't see.
Clear on the screen. Just be like, you have to take the next exit.
Yeah, but sometimes you have Google Maps up because the Tesla one sucks. So I thought maybe you had Google Maps up.
I don't know.
You usually have all the answers and you got it down. So I was like, I want to be like, you're wrong, Aaron.
It's not about being wrong. It's just be like, oh, it says go to the next one.
There is a thing.
I got you. It's okay. It's in the past. I have a pet peeve. I hate, when people say, I love that for you.
Oh, that's really? So condescending.
Which is very...
Wait, I feel like I say that a lot, but I don't mean it condescending.
Just say, oh my God, I love that. Because when you add in the for you, there is a little bit of, I think, a hint of... With the word condescension,
it's like snark. It's a little snark.
Yeah,
it's like, a little snark because
not for me, but like for you.
Yeah, good luck with all that.
You put them in this status where it's like, oh my God, I would love that for any of my friends for good things to happen that they're excited about. Yes, it's for them, but it's not. It's just this weird add-on that's becoming very, very common. Where I love that for you.
But if it said,
because what if someone
we do.
I never take it as like,
no, I don't either.
I'm just like, oh, love
it. It might be in a way. Okay, say you just bought a house. I was like, oh my God, I love that for you.
Yeah, but say that I just bought a one bedroom apartment. Meanwhile, like you own like a house.
Okay, but I think
someone goes, I love that for you.
No,
like, that's the way that they're saying it. I love that. For you,
I wouldn't say
it in a different way,
and I don't say it to mean I'm not trying to be.
Imagine if you were super, super rich and you drove around like in a Lamborghini. You're always in the high life, and I finally bought my first car, like a little Toyota Prius. Bought my first car, and then but you're the type of person who's coming from a higher status and go, I love that for you.
Okay, but
that's rude.
That's like a status thing.
Correct, like, but some people. You need to be mindful of what you're saying. I love that for you.
Like
about.
If Kylie Jenner was like, I love that for you.
They're implying, they're trying to imply status by saying it.
In a way, I don't agree.
Me neither.
I don't agree, but
I think it depends.
There's a lot of moving factors.
Yeah, you should.
Thanks. Yeah,
just be like that's say other things than I love that for you.
Yeah,
like,
say, oh, that's so great. I'm so happy.
How thrilling.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
That's so exciting.
I'm so happy for you. Not, I love that for you.
Okay, but that's the difference.
You're saying like, I love that for you.
Like in your facial expression.
It's like, let's eat grandma versus let's eat grandma.
If Carly was like, oh, I spent the weekend like watching Real Housewives. You're like, oh my God, love that for you.
Yeah, you
like,
say that a lot, and it's like,
no, I still kind of hear it like Matt, like, really? Really?
Interesting.
It seems like you're like, you know what? Have fun with all that in your elementary version of living where you get to watch a TV show all weekend. Good for you. I'm going to go out here and be a real good person.
Okay, yeah. Whoa. We have way different interpretations.
I don't see it like that at all.
I think you guys have hopped onto the trend of it and blindly have been using the...
Or maybe you're just...
Insecure.
Projecting. You're projecting.
Maybe because of... Whoever.
The thing is, rarely is someone saying, I love that for you. I hear other people say it to other people and I go, that's a little rude.
Interesting.
To me, it's like quirky. Like, oh, love that for you.
Yeah, I think it's just the way we say it.
Yeah, like I would never be like, oh, love that for you.
Like, okay. Yeah, like
if you don't. Still, even if you said it perky, I'm still hearing that like.
Interesting.
Like, like when Matt dyes his hair, if someone's like, oh, I love that for you. It's like. Why? Why can't you just
like,
say...
Like, why don't you love it for yourself?
Yeah, why don't you just say, oh, I love that?
Yeah, I think maybe... So, like, if you dyed your hair, be like, oh my God, I love your hair.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I wouldn't say I love that for you. I think it's like...
It depends.
It totally depends.
Because where did this phrase come from, though? So because funny. Now everyone's saying love it. It's now the title of a show. Mm. And it's just become this new hot phrase that a lot of people are saying. But before, you could say... Oh my God, that's thrilling. I'm so happy for you. That is sincere, honest, and true.
Didn't it start?
But you're happy for you. You're happy for the person. Yeah. You're not like, I love that for you.
I think
that's
it also.
You're hearing it.
No, but didn't it start from like some movie or something where they were saying it? It sounds like a Mean Girls line, you know?
I feel like a lot of things are taken from.
You just like left
gay
your
culture.
Hand like a little long.
Just feel like you need a little love. Yeah, for me, it's like I feel like I don't say it with anything serious. Like, if you're like, oh, I got engaged, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. Yeah. I wouldn't be like, I love that for you. But if you were I had my first pumpkin spice latte of the season, I'd be like, oh my God, love that for you.
Yeah, that's a difference. I think we say it with little things.
Yeah,
like, I
not
watch Housewives.
Big life moment.
Like, if it was like my Halloween village, you'd be like, oh my God, I love that for you. Like, that
yeah,
I got a new
but would
little
you take
edition.
It as like...
I still would for something as silly as a fucking Halloween.
Even
village.
If you know my intention is like, I mean no,
I know
no
that
harm.
Deep down they don't mean harm. I just like,
it's
just
I
just hope
that it comes
somebody
from.
doesn't say it and you end up actually hurting people's feelings for it because it's. I just think it's like not a dangerous phrase, mm-hmm. but it can carry some thorns. Yeah. When used in the wrong context.
Just, like, be mindful of how you're using, I love that for you.
Yeah.
And definitely don't say, I love that for you.
For you, dumbass.
I don't know.
Bitch.
I think change your vocabulary on how you say it.
Loser.
That's just me.
Any updates on the queen?
Oh.
You were the one who said put your phone away.
Queen updates.
Who said put your phone
queen
away?
Queen
Lizzie. Patricia got a brandy. Oh my God, she is dead.
She is?
No.
The Guardian just put it out. She's dead.
England's longest serving monarch, a beacon of stability in a decades long region, died in Balmoral Castle in Scotland.
96 years. You know, she took the throne as a young, at like 20 year old, I believe.
Jeez.
So like she had an amazing life, did a lot of stuff in her lifetime, ruled for quite some time, and she was a woman. So that just goes to show... If they can do it, so can we.
And she was the longest serving monarch in British history.
R.I.P. to Queen Lizzie. Like, what an amazing reign she had. Such a long time. So sad for a lot of people, I think. But, like, you know, she lived a great life. 96?
Yeah.
That's a great life.
It's crazy that she, like, for 96 years, everybody that's been born has known that she's the Queen of England.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's an insanely long... Like, nobody... There's maybe a few hundred thousand, not even, maybe a few thousand people mm-hmm. that are still alive when she was not the Queen of England. What do they say? God save the Queen? Long live the Queen?
Yeah, God save the Queen.
That's just wild that, like, in the beginning of the episode ago, today is September 8th, 2022.
Yeah.
We've been noticing this could happen over the episode.
So,
and
wait,
we captured
hold on.
It.
So, Zane's Snapchat comment was
it
valid
was
source.
Inside source of Muslim nurse.
Oh, she's dead. Let me get on Zane's Snapchat. We need to go inform all the influencers.
My last pet peeve, I would say, is when people don't pick up after their dogs.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good
poop?
One.
Yep.
Jail.
Yeah.
Send them
it's
to the
rude.
Fucking...
It's rude.
Yeah. I will literally, when we take the dog for a walk, if I see poop, I'm like, I get so mad. I'm like, what were you thinking?
What happens if you don't have a bag?
That has happened to me before.
Correct. It's happened to me. But I always pick it up.
Yeah, like in the neighborhood. We normally figure it out, but there have been like times. But like luckily it's been in places where it's like, okay, this is okay. But like on someone's front yard.
Oh, yeah.
Like and you're walking it's your so dog. Rude. That means you have like access to a nearby, like you live nearby.
Yeah, go home, get the bag.
Get a bag, pick it up.
I'm with you on that. Do we have fan submissions for this one? Or?
So many.
Oh, okay, let's do hear a few.
Wait, can I say one more? I feel like people are going to disagree. I hate when podcasts have an intro that's like longer than 5 seconds. An intro song.
Yes.
I'm like, God, just get to, like, what the fuck is this acoustic thing?
Don't you guys?
Who did I have with Matt
King? It's like 6 seconds.
No, if it's like a one-liner, it's fine. But I've heard podcasts where it's like an acoustic guitar for like, I sort of got 3 minutes.
You would
and
hate
like,
the armchair God. Expert one.
No, I do. I fast forward through
Grits to Glam, Patricia's one, it's like...
I can't stand
I don't
it.
It.
Can
I
like, we have a theme song on this? Can we ask fans to submit a theme song and we pick our best one?
Yeah. If they want to.
Like, Who Weekly, I listen to that podcast. Less than 10 seconds. One. Well, they have like a segment one that I really like, but I don't know. I don't mind it. I like a little jingle that like I know that connects me with what I'm listening to.
Okay. I think we could use one.
Okay. Well, if it's less than 10 seconds.
So, less than 5 seconds.
I mean, it can be less than 10.
It's got to be fast.
Less than 5 good influences. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Let's
get to some fan subbies. Okay. The first one. My parents are always congested, and my biggest pet peeve is when they clear their throats 24/7. So I think that opens a bigger topic of do you care when people clear their throats?
Not at all.
I mean, if it's like over and over and over and over, yeah. I get the parent thing. I feel like that's a common mom thing. Mom's always coughing.
Yeah.
I always see on TikTok.
Time and place.
People are so annoyed with their parents.
Time and place to clear your throat.
I don't know. Yeah. If you're like walking around going, like, I'm like,
I mean, the way that you do it, that's a different, going is different than just like,
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a person who gets annoyed easily, but my biggest pet peeve is singing. I love singing with friends at a concert or in the car while blasting music, but I hate when people sing out loud randomly, like singing with no music.
They're
always trying too hard and don't sound good. It's just, I don't want to hear someone's voice if there isn't music playing. I don't know if this just bothers me or maybe others too. Curious to know if it bothers you guys.
If they're so you're saying
I think if someone was like whoa, like walking around like
but not being funny but kind of a good singer.
The person saying it's not a good singer.
But they think they're a good singer.
Yes, I hate that.
Oh, when everyone's like and they do this and you're like we're not in the studio with like just
there's always that girl like in middle school or high school who like think they can sing and they're just like wanting someone to be like you're a good singer.
Yeah.
Piss off. Get that shit out. This ain't Camp Rock up in this shit.
Camp Rock.
I will say I randomly just like sing, but not songs. Like I'll sing.
Yeah.
I'll be like, ooh, I'm thirsty. You know, like, yeah. But like, I don't know that I'm doing it. Like,
yeah.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah. Like, I'm not auditioning for American Idol.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't know where this one was going, but I don't know if that would bother you, but I
it's
do
not
do
like,
that.
Where is the love? Yeah.
Matt does a lot of musicals just around the house.
Oh, see, I love that.
I do.
Yeah. I'll just like show up and you'd be like,
on the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Yeah, I do that a lot. I go a little crazy.
Will the sun come out tomorrow? And I'm just like, Matt, can you come down here for
tomorrow?
A minute?
Tomorrow?
That wouldn't bother me.
No,
it
doesn't
like
bother
when
me
the
at
people
all.
Are like, I think I'm good, right?
This person just doesn't like to see people enjoying their life because, like, it's just let them be. We'll chill out.
Yeah.
Chill out. Eat a moon pie.
Okay. My pet
peeve. Stop killing people.
My pet peeve is people leaving lights on. It drives me crazy, especially when I had roommates. Some of them would leave their lights on after they locked their door to leave. We had bad relationships with each other, so we all locked our bedroom doors. That's whatever.
Shutting lights on actually. Is she trying to be energy conscious or she just doesn't like looking at it?
No, probably the energy thing.
I learned recently that accidentally having a light on is just like such a small amount of
power. Nowadays.
Power bill. Where you know that, have you seen that guy on TikTok who gives like parents tips. He's like, parents, do better.
Yeah.
Where it's like, don't yell at your kid over a light or something. He'll say, because some parents will like scream at their kids over leaving a light open, and it's borderline abusive. Like, you don't need to have a severe punishment for leaving lights on. But I always turn my lights off out of just etiquette. But to stress out about it, it's like, are you worried about the energy spending bill?
That's probably what it is.
Okay.
It's not that much.
It kind of bothers me. I would say that if, like, I'm on the couch, I can think of a specific example. I'm on the couch, we're watching a show, and then TJ gets up to, like, get food or something and turns on the kitchen light and then comes back over and sits down and leaves it on. Like, that would bother me.
Because of the glare on the TV?
Yeah, and just, like, having it there. Or, like, if he goes to the bathroom and, like, leaves the light on when he comes back to sit, I'd be like, turn off the light. Like, why do we need, like, the light in the hallway?
I am with... If you're, like, trying to set a mood and the lights are fucking up the mood, like, you're watching a movie or it's, like, dark and nighttime... I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But like during the day, if you just like go out for an hour and you forget to turn your lights off, in like the 70s, 80s, 90s, light bulbs were really inefficient. So if you left your light on, it would like significantly add to your electric bill. But like LED lights and all this, like the Hue, those lights, you can leave that on for like a full year and it'll cost you like $20 for the year or something. Wow. So it's way more energy efficient now, but I think that it's left over from like our parents' generation where it's like, you left a light on, that's $10. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. That's a meal. But now it's like, not the biggest deal.
A weird pet peeve I have about lights is when I go to someone's house and their lights don't match. Like they'll have the harsh like white lights with yellow lights.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, it looks like one section of this living room looks like it's a, you're in a hospital room. And then the other one's a nice kind of glow of a den. Like, make a match. Yeah, make a match lighting. All throughout your home.
When I moved into my house. You were like, Mike, you got to get better light bulbs. And I was like, I didn't even understand.
But
it's so much better. You're right. Some things people just need to, you know.
And don't get those harsh white light bulbs. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
It makes your room look sterile and weird.
Like an office or school or something.
I wanted to get the brightest possible light always. I don't know why. At night, I want it to look like daytime. Not anymore. Now I have the Philips Hue. That's great.
Oh yeah, I love Philips Hue all day. And I got the switch that I can like hit right when I walk out of.
Yeah.
TJ has all of that in his office. And when he leaves, sometimes he doesn't turn it off and I have no idea how to do it. So that's also a pet peeve. Because I'll be like yelling at Alexa. I'm like, Alexa, turn off office.
But then
one of them will turn off.
Yeah.
Should get the switch.
I don't know. It's not for me. $30. I don't go in there.
Put it on the wall.
Are they like the LED strips?
I literally have no idea. He has like physical lights that are on like things and then strips. And then he has this whole thing. But it's his space.
Yeah.
It's like you do your stuff, but you can't abandon me with it on.
Yeah, I need it all.
Here's my pet peeve. Long audio text messages.
Oh, that's a great one.
Such a good pet peeve.
I wish you could say save though immediately because you can't save it until the full thing gets played.
Yeah, you can.
How?
You can set in your settings to auto save all
of them.
That's
true. Yeah.
That's what I do.
But it also won't go away until you listen to it, right? So you don't have to really save it. It'll still be there.
I'll get like a knitting thing from Brooke or Sally Dar and they're explaining a whole knitting thing and I'm sitting there like trying to do it and then I'm like,
yeah, because you have to then listen to the whole thing again.
You should be able to fast forward.
It's so annoying. Yeah. And then if you're listening to one and it's so long and then your phone goes dark.
And then it stops. And
then you have to start it over.
I think that's more of an Apple thing that they need to fix that. But also, it is like a time thing where it's like if someone is like in a meeting or something or they're trying to get somewhere, I don't have time to listen to 90 seconds of a voice note. Call me or
text it.
The text to speech thing. Yeah. And even if it's a little janked up, sometimes it makes sense. Like if you're in a flow and like it's clear that you can voice note back and forth. But yeah,
I think 30 seconds max.
Max. Yeah. They should put a limit. They should put a limit on it.
Yeah.
There's no limit.
I think it's 2 minutes is the limit.
The limit doesn't exist.
Unless it's a juicy gossip story. Then I'll be like, ooh, podcast.
Call me because I know that I'll fuck it up.
Yeah.
I know that it'll I'll have to restart it.
On Instagram, if you send a voice note and you just let go, it sends automatically.
I know. That's
so scary.
It's gambling. It's so funny.
Oh, I know.
It's insane.
It's terrible.
And then you send 30 hey,
How do they not fix that? It's so, and you'll accidentally do it just like awful. While you're typing. You're and like,
you can,
oh, shit.
You can trash it, but you have to be efficient with it.
It's
once you start it, you can trash it, but it'll send if you just take your finger off.
I love the rush.
I like a good voice. A voice note. I do.
I think it's like, if it's like a short one, if you're like, I'm on my way. Great.
Yes.
I can do that.
I had a voice memo that I found because I was taking up a lot of space in my phone because I was clearing out storage, and it said like I had like gigs in my voice memos. Okay. And I was like, what did I record? I accidentally recorded myself for 44 hours.
What?
44 hours.
Like a voice memo?
And me just going about my day.
Did you listen? Did you like remember stuff listening to it?
Yeah, a little bit. I think I was actually like not doing much those 2 days because it was a lot of. A lot of pocket sounds, movies and like TV shows. I could like hear the whole thing.
Was it old or kind of recent? Like, was it from like 2018 or was it?
It was like towards the end of spring or something.
44 hours?
44 hours, man.
How's that even possible?
I don't know. I don't know how it did. It said 44 hours long.
It sends someone.
And I would just like sit there trying to go through it, trying to piece together my day. And then I was like, fuck this. I'm deleting all of it.
I got to live my life. What am I doing?
Oh, I was just like,
God.
Yeah.
Okay. This one says that their pet peeve is when people make Instagram accounts for their babies and young children.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. I also like pets. I won't follow pets now.
No, yeah.
Out of spite. I'm just like, okay.
Sorry, Joe.
But what if you're a person of interest? Never mind.
What does that mean for
a crime? I don't know. I had a friend tell me one time who was like a very popular person on the internet, still is, and she made an Instagram account for her kid, and she goes, Instagram accounts are the new trust fund.
What?
That's ridiculous.
Like, because brand deals? What do you mean?
Meaning, like, you're already... Okay, trust. I'm not saying that because I believe that.
Yeah.
That is something I would have to decide with my wife and everything on how we want to launch our kid into the world. But if you're already, like, a person of interest and you want to, like, create already an account for them for you just post photos of that kid and... it's already going to get like tons of followers by the time whatever that kid wants to do with their life or whatever. They've already have an account that has well over maybe 100,000 followers. They can get brand deals.
By the time your child is old enough to understand what it is, they're like, why did you?
Yeah, I think it's a form of abuse. And I think there's going to be like an insane number of kids who have serious problems because their entire childhood was posted on the internet without their consent.
Like, yeah, we never had to deal with that.
You like imagine so your home movies where you and Kevin were like dancing around or putting on a play, and then when you're now looking to read comments about it from when you were 7 years old. I just think that that's an insane thing that parents do, like farm their kids for content. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's going to be a big problem.
I do believe that it's a problem where people like have that, but like I don't really feel like if I was that old, I'd be like, and then they posted videos of me. Like
that's your experience, but it could be.
It's such a touchy thing because it's like I feel like you know, like you're their guardian until. How what
yeah 18 yeah
so it's like okay well I get to make the decisions but at the same time you have to be like conscious of what they would want because like it lives there forever.
I think I would have a pretty good sense of awareness of if there was something of my kid of what I wanted to share and what I wouldn't want to share. I wouldn't upload like fucking an hour long video of my kid just running around the backyard.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think it's all like making an account that is specifically like
yeah them. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't care about kids enough to like follow a kid.
Yeah. No, actually good point.
Like the way Josh Peck does it where like he'll show his kid but you'll never see his face and like don't like you know, he's not like exploiting him in any way. Like that I think is the right way to do it. Like
I feel I'm not that kind of person though.
If I was super famous, you would never see my child. Yeah. But like I don't feel like me I'm a person like where my kid's going to get targeted.
Okay, like say that I went to like a pumpkin patch with my kid and I like uploaded a family photo, like I'd probably keep its face in, but I'm not going to like exploit my child.
That's what I'm saying.
By making like a whole account.
Cuz that feels normal.
When you
like
hide their face, it makes when you hide their face it makes people want to like see the child more. It's like blurring it's out like a topless photo. You're like, let me see it. What does it really look like?
What does it look like?
You know, like I think blurring the face is like that. Sometimes you have to do, but if you can just
but it's also like then just don't post the picture.
Yeah. You could or just like tastefully go around not showing the kid's face.
I'm out of myself. What do you do? The most gorgeous, cutest kid in the world.
Keep it to yourself.
I don't know.
Everyone thinks their kid's gorgeous.
Well, I think there's a way to do it healthily. Like, I think that it's okay if you're like, you know, you want to post a picture of your baby and be like, here's my newborn baby.
But Mike's baby, just shred the guitar and you're going to be like, yeah. Oh my God. Be like, no, because I can't, don't want to exploit him on the internet.
Yeah, I think let, that you let can have like a healthy balance. If you go into it knowing that you're not doing it to be like making money off of them or like doing whatever, and you genuinely just want to like share a happy moment, then that's like one thing. But I think if you're like going in it being like, well, they're gonna make a shit ton of money and it's gonna be a trust fund when they yeah. get older, it's like, okay, well, maybe just work harder yourself to
give them money. Yeah. Don't use their own. I don't know, it's that's very strange, because I just think about like, imagine you grew up and like these things that you don't know when you're 6 years old, like what the internet is or what the world is. And like,
but what, I can still do a brand deal if it's some toy with my kid though, right?
I think that's yeah. fine. I mean, I think we're talking about...
And if it's some children's book that I'm reading with my kid. I don't know. I've had, like, tons of friends who I feel like get brand deals and they incorporate their children
yes,
into
that's
it.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about yeah. someone, like, setting up an account and, like, turning their kid into an influencer without their consent. Yeah. Like, making them film content, making them do
or,
things.
Or, like, even family channels. Like, that bothers me, too, oh. sort of. Because I'm just like...
They'll have another kid for content. Yeah, like, they'll literally get pregnant and create a human being because they need... another 9 months of content.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's what we're not talking about, not showing your child on social media.
But what if you were a baby? What if you have a baby and then like, if I get a brand deal where it's like for some type of like blanket or stroller, I shouldn't do that.
That's not what we're saying.
The thing is, first of all, it's all up to you.
You shouldn't do brand deals.
No, you can do that.
No, she's saying no. Cause you're giving examples. Okay. First of all, it's all very personal. So you can do whatever you want and it's fine for you. We're talking about accounts that are like set up for children. I feel like if you got a brand deal,
well, shit,
for a stroller,
we'd be making
that's
more
fine.
Money on my account.
Well, yeah, hello. But it's that's a trust fund thing. It's like
I also think at that point, as a parent, like you'd be like, "Well, does my baby even like this stroller?" Like you'd be more.
Oh,
mindful
also,
of, like,
you can't even have an account if you're under 13.
Yeah, but that's the parents are setting up accounts for kids.
It says run by parents.
Yeah, it
whatever.
Says run by parents, oh. and then it's just like. An entire childhood getting posted on the internet.
I don't know. But if my kid's like 5 or 6 and wants to be like a rapper, like Matty B Raps, I'm like, let's do it, baby.
Yeah, I think it's all like circumstantial.
No, it is so circumstantial, yeah. And I don't know. But what if they have like a disability and you want to share it with other people? Like, I want to see another kid who has like a disability and them living a great life to give other parents who have a child like that hope.
Yeah, I think it's all circumstantial. Yeah.
Oh, so when they're missing a limb, they're suddenly, it's fine.
Man, the conversation started because you called an Instagram account a trust fund for a child. That is what we're rejecting.
I didn't say that. First off, I didn't say that. And I already said, I don't agree with that. I didn't say it.
That's how we were saying. We're like, well, in that case.
We are responding to that piece of information.
You know what my pet peeve is, guys?
It's my opinion.
I know, it's just funny. I was more trying to explore the subject.
Yeah.
No, I think it's like we had a good conversation.
You know what I think is, like, I read something that parents will set up a Gmail account for their kid once they, like, know they're going to be born or right
I mean,
when
that's
they're
fair
born.
To have
and
it.
Then over the course of their childhood, email that Gmail account, like, journal entries, videos, photos of the kid growing up. And then when the kid turns, like, 13 years old, you give them access to the Gmail and they can see like all of their and that's just like a private thing for them. That's like
fine.
A nice thing.
Private
but,
baby book.
Exactly.
The
yeah.
new age baby book.
Yeah, but like,
I'll definitely be using a physical form.
Okay, yeah. I guess.
No iPad apps? No. Baby book.
Yeah. It's such a weird thing. Kids.
Ugh. What's the matter with kids these days?
Matt and his musicals.
Is that Bye Bye Birdie?
Do we want to end on that? Or
what's the matter with kids?
Is there if you have like a short one, we can do one more maybe. I'm so hungry though.
Yeah.
But we can do one
I think
more.
We can wrap it up.
Okay.
Perfect.
We're at an hour.
I gotta pee.
Okay, yeah. Well, thanks again for watching another episode of Good Influences.
And thank you guys so much for your submissions. We post what the topics are going to be on our Instagram, so make sure you're following us there. It is Good Influences Pod, and you can email goodinfluencespodcast@gmail.com.
And
the audio...
All respect and shout out to the queen. What?
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit. I was about to say long pages. Live the queen.
No, I think you still say that.
Wait, is that bad to say?
She's dead.
I know, but it's like the concept of
like
her.
Like she'll live on forever.
Yeah. Oh, long live the queen forever.
And don't clip this and cancel him if that's wrong.
Yeah, we're not British. We don't know what the right things to say are. But love and respect to the people of England and the queen.
Oh, gosh.
And hopefully our pet peeves.
I can't believe it happened while you were recording.
Yeah.
Have we ever been alive when a president died?
Nope.
No.
Well, not an American president. I'm sure somewhere in
Jimmy,
like...
Well, no, I know.
Oh, Jimmy Carter died, right?
While we were alive? I think so, actually.
And George Bush Sr. died while we were alive.
No, while they were in office.
Yeah. Oh. No. Who?
Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
I think you would remember if a president died while we were alive.
I don't know. I didn't start caring
until 3 years ago. So many things happened while we were kids. Who fucking knows? So many natural disasters. And
I think you know.
I am telling you I wouldn't.
Okay. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys!